Welcome to Wine and Spines, the podcast where we uncork great books and read great wines.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Lauren.
Today, we're shaking things up with a mini episode where we put our bookish knowledge to the ultimate test, guessing a book based just on its opening line.
That's right. Can we decipher what book it is from a single sentence? Let the games begin.
And naturally, we have some fantastic wine on hand to fuel our guesses.
So grab your favorite drink, get comfy, and join us as we see how many first lines we can conquer. Okay, so we're going to start with Ryan first. Okay, so just to let everyone know, I picked 5 books for Ryan, and she picked 5 books for me, and for hers, I did 4 and 5-star books that she's read.
And we're starting with first lines only, and you can get a hint with a second line if you need it.
Yes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's get started. There should be some kind of warning when your life is about to change forever.
Fuck. I knew this was going to be impossible.
Yeah, that's why I'm so excited to do it.
Your life's going to change forever.
Fuck. Okay, give me the second line.
I don't need a siren or blood red skies or anything, but I still think there should be just the littlest bit of, I don't know, a frisson? Frisson? A frisson?
I have no idea.
F-R-I-S-S-O-N. How would you read that?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of every single book I've ever read. I feel like you're trying to get payback for the last game we did.
You gave it 4 stars.
This is your revenge tour.
I'm in my revenge era.
Yes. I don't know. You're going to have to tell me.
The Heiress by Rachel Hawkins. And it's in my Kindle Unlimited right now. It's in my bookshelf to read. I'm excited to read it.
Honestly, like last year, it was one of my top books I read. If you want to borrow it, I have it too.
Well, I mean, I have it on my Kindle already. Yeah. Like for free. Like it is a Kindle Unlimited book.
Yeah.
So I already like pulled it. So if it gets off, I already downloaded it to my Kindle. So if it ever gets removed from Kindle Unlimited, I still have it.
Oh, I'm so pissed I didn't get that. That was a really good book. It's very... like gothic-y.
It looks like it.
Like I'm thinking like Wuthering Heights or like Rebecca by Daphne.
Yeah, which we talked about the last time we did. Yeah.
Yeah. That one, it's very similar to that, and it's a quick read. It's a quick like thriller. So it would be a great book club pick.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it. I want to read more of that author though.
I like her. I've read another one of her books. Now I feel like I'm gonna like mess up the name. It's something like The Wife Upstairs or something like that. But it was good.
Yeah.
So, okay. This one might be zero for one. This one might be like your giveaway, okay? Are you ready?
I'm ready for an easy one.
I mean, I'm not saying it's easy, but anyway. In the corner of a first-class smoking carriage, Mr. Justice Wargrave, lately retired from the bench, puffed at a cigar and ran an interested eye through the political news in the Times.
Justice Wargrave?
I thought the name would give it away.
No, it's not ringing any bells. Okay, give me the second line.
He laid the paper down and glanced out of the window.
Lauren!
I thought you really liked this book.
I'm sure I did. You know how bad my book blackout is.
I really thought this was going to be like an easy one, especially with the character name.
Justice or Justin?
Justice.
Justice. What a fucking cheesy name. Justice Wargrave. I don't know.
Do you give up?
Yeah.
And Then There Were None by Agatha Christie. Your like favorite book and your favorite author. I really thought you'd get that one.
That's crazy.
So I didn't do that.
I know who he is now.
So I didn't do the epilogue because the epilogue is basically that poem.
Yeah.
And so I was like, or not the epilogue, the prologue. Prologue. Yeah. And so I was like, well, I can't do that. Like, 10 soldiers marching. On.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, she's going to guess that.
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil anything for anyone, but now I know who that character is, and I should have got that. Damn it. I am not on my game.
I thought that was going to be your giveaway.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on, real quick. I take back what I said about it being a cheesy name. Agatha Christie is a queen. Okay.
That's like when you said that, I was like, okay. I mean, this is your favorite author, but okay. Embarrassing.
Whoopsies.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay. This one is most likely a giveaway then. Also, if I have learned anything in this long life of mine, it is this. In love, we find out who we want to be. In war, we find out who we are.
It's a Nightingale, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You only know that because I accidentally already told you that.
Well, I'm also thinking of like what war books I've read, and I'm like, not a ton.
No, and not so a ton. When I read that was the first sentence, I was like, dang it. Okay, well, I'm going to do it anyway. I'll give you the second sentence, even though you already know it.
Yes.
Today's young people want to know everything about everyone.
She ain't wrong.
Mm-mm. No. It's a great, great, great book.
Kristen Hannah is amazing, too.
She is amazing. Oh, my gosh. Another one of her really good books is True Colors.
Have you read The
Woman?
The Women's fantastic. I think every single female in the world should read it.
I have not read that one either.
But I was going to ask about what's the prairie one?
Four Winds?
Yeah. No.
No, that's maybe not I'm the not Great Depression.
Maybe I'm not thinking of the right one. She's got another one. It's got a black cover and it's got like
birds.
Harvest grass.
That's Four Winds.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then Harvest grass. Can you tell I'm not a farmer?
For those of you who can't see, Ryan is just waving her arms to the side.
I do not know agriculture.
No. I believe that's Four Winds and I have not read that one either.
Okay.
Maybe it's not about I think it's about the Great Depression or it's about like the Dust Bowl.
I thought it was
the
Dust Bowl.
Okay,
maybe,
it might be the Dust Bowl. It's something like that. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. It was late in both day and season for planting, but she had no choice in the matter.
Is this recipe of the perfect recipe for a housewife or the recipe for the perfect housewife?
Recipe for a Perfect Wife.
Yeah.
By Karma Brown.
Yeah. That one's a good one.
Dang it.
And there's real recipes in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I need to like add these to my TBR.
Yeah. But they're like 1950s recipes. So some of them had like crazy ass ingredients.
Oh, I can only imagine.
And
back
I'm
in
like,
the day they were like.
Yeah. They were substituting everything.
One hard boiled egg, one giant steak, and a small coffee. And that was breakfast.
Yeah. And I was just like. God, like what is this?
Yeah, it's insane. Okay, well, you stink. But last one, are you ready?
Maybe it's my comeback tour.
There we go. Hey, you're two for four so far. Okay. The lights go out.
I hate that evil laugh.
When I got the beginning of this book, I was like, yes!
Lights go out.
That could be anything.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is it part of a series?
You can ask a question. I'm not going to answer it. Just kidding. No, it's not.
Damn it.
Or is it? I don't know.
Okay, hit me with the second question.
In an instant, everything is in darkness.
All I got is a dark room. So I'm thinking it's either, it's probably a thriller, and I don't realize it, but I'm thinking it could be a Harry Potter book when he opens with practicing his Lumos Maxima. You're not a Potter head, are you?
I've seen all the movies, read none of the books.
Books are good.
Oh yeah, my parents, like my mom owns all of them. I just haven't read them.
Yeah.
She has. multiple times.
They're better than the movies.
That's what they say.
Or I'm thinking it could be like fucking Onyx Storm. Is it Onyx Storm?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
No.
Damn it.
It's The Guest List by Lucy Foley.
No. I knew it was going to be a thriller. I knew it. I should have trusted my gut.
I know. I'm so glad you did it. Okay, 2 for 5. Now it's my turn.
Damn it.
Okay, I'm scared. I'm talking like mad crap for being on this end of it. We already know. I don't know anything. So let's go. I forget my books the second I stop.
You know what? And it's funny because I feel like I went a little easier on you this time and now I'm regretting it.
Well, I went too easy on you last time. So we're even.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready for the first one?
I guess.
In the spring of 1990, when I was 12 years old, I walked right past a dead body in the woods behind my house, but somehow I completely missed it.
Wait. That sounds like some... Okay, that sounds so familiar, and I can't remember. Give me the second line.
This is going to give it away.
Well, then, should I make a guess, and then you give me a second line?
Do you want to make a guess?
For some reason, it's giving me, like, Haunting Adeline or Hunting Adeline, but I can't remember if she saw a dead body or if she just was, like... weird. Okay, give me the second line.
I wish I could say this was my true crime podcasting origin story, but no, it was just another sign that I'm not the world's most attentive person.
It's not all good people here, is it? No. True crime origin story.
True crime podcasting.
Oh, is that? Story. Oh, now I know. Is that Patrick Hines? Failure is not an option.
Yes.
Okay, because that was a recent read. I'm like, what did I recently read where someone walked right? That's right, because he walked doing a freaking paper route and he walked right past a dead body and had no idea.
Crazy. I have not
and
read
it was
the book.
Not just a mannequin.
But I overheard you talking about it at maybe 2 book clubs ago at that one. And I was like, oh, this would be perfect for this game.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Next one. That was hard. It was hard because it couldn't. I was like, this sounds like a thriller. But Ashley Flowers wrote All Good People Here, and she's always talking about, like, her true crime origin story.
Yeah.
But then I was like, she wouldn't have put that in her fiction book, though. So, okay.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. I'm
going
to give that one to you.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Second one. Dreamer is too soft a word.
The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue.
Fuck off.
I spent the entire time talking about how
I know.
She's a dreamer.
When you brought it up, I was like,
oh my gosh, that's the only reason.
Do you even want to hear the second sentence?
Yes.
It conjures thoughts of silken sleep, of lazy days, and fields of tall grass, of charcoal smudges on soft parchment, which, like, from that alone, you know the author's V.E. Schwab.
Mm-hmm.
It's so poetic.
But I took a shot in the dark only because I was literally just talking about how she's a dreamer, and I was like, if it's not her, I got nothing.
2 for 2.
It's okay. There's still time to go downward.
Number 3. Jen is glad of the clocks going back tonight.
Wrong place, wrong time. Or wrong place, wrong time.
A gained hour, extra time to be spent pretending she isn't waiting up for her son. It is wrong place, wrong time.
I liked that book.
I know you did.
And you picked recent ones.
I know. That's why I said I went easy on you this time.
I just went by your stars. And there was, and I was like, I can't do Harry Potter. So when you mention Harry Potter, there's like... 5-star Harry Potter, 5-star Harry
all of
Potter.
Them.
Five
all of them
Harry
are 5
Potter,
stars.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, we're going to skip Harry Potter and let's see what's next. I really thought the Agatha Christie one would get you because you literally talked about that book during my book club.
Yeah, but I also read it like 7 years ago.
Oh,
I need to
that.
Reread it. But fantastic book. I should have known.
You talked about it during Daisy Darker's discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I didn't know how long it had been since you'd read it. I just knew that you had read it, and then you gave it 5 stars. And I was like, she loves Agatha Christie. Like, she'll definitely know this.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny you brought that book up, too, because when we were over here for your birthday, Ash and I were talking in the kitchen, and she had just read Lucy Foley.
Paris
the
Parma.
Midnight Feast.
Oh, okay.
Midnight Feast. And that was one I had read last year. I think I gave it 3 stars, but Lucy Foley's writing has always reminded me of Agatha Christie's writing.
Really?
So if you're somebody who likes Agatha Christie, I would definitely check her out, because Ashley was like, I love that book. And I was like, you need to read Agatha Christie then, because I find their writing styles very similar.
Interesting. Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I like Lucy Foley.
I didn't love Paris Apartment out of all of her other books. Like, comparatively, I think Midnight Feast was fantastic, and it's like the perfect October read.
Okay, I'll need to check that one out. The Paris Apartment, I didn't mind it. I really didn't. I mean, I gave it 3 stars, but I give most books 3 stars. Like, that's not a bad rating by any means. So yeah, I mean, and obviously reading and ratings and everything are all subjective, but to me, That's not bad. Okay, let's keep going.
Okay, number 4. The first time I watched someone die, I was 5. Apparently, a lot of people have dead bodies
what
in your
the
book.
Heck? okay. Yeah, I got nothing.
Mr. Highland, my kindergarten teacher, was a cheerful, tubby man whose shiny scalp and perfectly round face reminded me of the moon. We've talked about this book on the pod before.
And here I was giving you crap for not knowing the character.
Who the fuck is Mr. Highland?
I don't know. Crap. I think my winning streak has gone downhill. I have no idea.
You give up?
A shiny scalp?
Yeah, that reminded her, this character. I don't know. I've never read the book. Reminded her of the moon.
No, I got nothing.
The Collected Regrets of Clover.
Oh, no freaking wonder. I did talk about that book. There were so many different characters in that book because of her job. There was no way I was going to remember them all.
Oh, see, that's the one I was like, the name would be a clue, but
no,
probably wasn't.
Nope. If anything, it made it harder. But that does make sense. She did see her first dead body, and that's why she became a death doula. Okay. Go on. Last one.
All right. Last one. What are you at right now? 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What'd you end with? 2?
2. Okay. You already won. This could just be like bragging rights right here.
Okay. Let's do it.
Last one. My mother always says it's common as pig tracks to go around with a run in your stocking, Helen says, eyeing Billy's ripped hosiery critically.
You'd think characters would help, but they really don't.
Well, this one opened up with dialogue. I probably should have said that, like, quote, my mother always says, but
give me
most
the
of them
sentence.
Don't. Billy rolls her eyes.
Thank you, Billy. That was so helpful.
Would you like it from the beginning?
Yes.
Okay, quote, my mother always says it's common as pig tracks to go around with a run in your stocking. End quote. Helen says, eyeing Billy's ripped hosiery critically. That's really hard to say. Billy rolls her eyes.
Who's Billy? Who's Helen? Who's Helen's mom?
This book has been on my TBR list for a while. I do own it, and I want to read it.
Ryan.
And you gave it 4 stars.
That is not helpful. I gave it 4 stars?
Yeah.
I don't give those out lightly.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Who the heck is Billy?
If it helps, it's B-I-L-L-I-E.
It doesn't.
Okay.
But thank you.
I'm trying over here.
No,
I'm tossing you some bones.
Why do I feel like... No, I got nothing.
Killers of a Certain Age by Deanna Rayborn.
When did I read that? Why does that name not even sound familiar?
I think once you see the cover, you'll know what it is. because you have book blackout too.
It was most likely a book of the month. I absolutely do. It was most likely a book of the month club book. And I probably will see it and recognize it.
It's about like these four retired like spies, but they're all old ladies. And that's why it's like killers of a certain age. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was a cute book.
It's been on my list for a while. And I actually listened to it. It has to be like 2 years ago. I listened to like the beginning of it and I really liked it. But it was one of those ones that got returned to the library before I finished
it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I couldn't get it back. And so I was like,
I think that is a book of the month club book. And I do own it. Oh, you already bought it. Okay. I was like, I do own it if you want to borrow it because I believe I was right. That was a book of the month club book. And a good one.
Yeah.
But one that obviously, like, the characters and stuff didn't resonate with me. Doesn't it have, like, a little knife?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, what a cute one.
I know.
Good job, Ryan. This is fun.
You're only saying that because you won.
I know. I wasn't as cheerful the last time.
So Lauren takes the crown this time. I'll get it back one day. Okay, bookworms and wine enthusiasts, that brings our mini episode to a close. We hope you had as much fun playing along as we did trying to decipher those tricky opening lines.
And hopefully you've added a few more titles to your ever-growing to-be-read pile.
Don't forget to let us know on social media how many you guessed correctly. We're always curious to see your literary prowess.
Until next time, happy reading.
And happy sipping.
Cheers!